Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
I just have a moment?
Yeah.
I have no further question.
Cross-examination.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And just want to get to the beginning of my questions. Just a couple questions for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been a lawyer?
Since 1994.
1994. And I think you testified on direct, you primarily do civil rights defense?
Yes.
Okay. And is your law firm up in Hartford?
Yes.
Did you take any cases beyond the Fotis Dulos case down here in Stamford?
I actually, if your question is in the divorce realm, no. In the general civil realm, yes, we have a statewide practice.
Okay. And you began with a limited appearance.
Yes, I did.
And you were actually friends with Fotis?
It's a little bit different. We became friends through that process, mm-hmm. but I knew him. He actually was the coach of the U-10s up at the ski club. And it's called Ski Sundown. So he was the coach. I got to know him through there. And then also our children became friends. Okay.
And you were invited to Greek Easter?
I was.
Okay. And you socialized with him and Michelle Trokinis?
I would say very rarely social. You know what I mean? I did go to that Greek Easter, but out to dinner, no. We really didn't do anything like that. We were busy with work, because again, this was about a 5-6 month relationship. So I wouldn't say I socialized other than the Easter, or if I was there working with Fotis, we might come down to the kitchen and they would be preparing a meal and we'd talk.
Okay. And when you would talk to Michelle Trokinis, was that in English?
It was, yes.
Okay. You started in, I think you said a 5-6 month of relationship. So this was time phrase, right? January 2019?
As far as the legal relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And I think you testified on direct that in January he wasn't allowed to see the kids at all?
That's my recollection.
Okay. And in March, he was able to get, use the term structured visitation.
Yes.
Does that also include supervised visitation?
It was. It was a supervised visitation with the two guardians.
Okay. And so he went from absolutely no contact whatsoever with the children to he can have contact, but it has to be a supervisor present. Is that right?
It was, yes.
Okay. And that was in March of 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And between March of 2019 and May of 2019, did you or BOTUS, I guess, the make motions to try and change that?
We did.
Okay. Would you say many motions?
You know, Attorney Manning, I can recall one large one, which you probably are aware of. And I just cannot recall because my limited appearance changed at some point.
Okay.
And I don't, and so what I was, I did some things. Mr. Doulos did some things on his own. And I can't tell you if there were a lot of motions, but I can tell you he was trying to somewhat change that visitation structure with the two guardians. And I just can't tell you if there were a lot of motions on that.
Okay. And that visitation structure, was he attempted to change that, you'd say, in March, in April, and in May of 2019?
I can't honestly answer other than to say I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, because mm-hmm. it was a somewhat awkward structure with two guardians there.
Okay. And in April of 2019 is when we have this report.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I think according to the defense's paper that they submitted, did you get a copy of the report?
I did not get a copy of the report at that meeting. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly sure we did not get a copy of that. We eventually did get a copy later on.
Okay. And did you give that copy to FOTUS Doulos?
I did not. My recollection is the court order was that was for attorneys. Well, let me be careful about that. There was eventually an order that it could not be shared with clients. I just can't recall if before that order from Judge Heller, if he was allowed to be given a copy. He certainly would have had access to the contents of it when we were doing our motion practice.
But you can't recall if you handed him a copy of his own.
I can't. There's something that's telling me that Judge Heller didn't want us to do that, so I would try to follow the judge's orders, and I just can't recall, because as you know, then there was some concern later on about that.
Okay. And his attitude, I think you described on direct as happy, optimistic?
Yes.
Okay. And during that time in late April, he also still had those supervisors in effect.
He did.
Okay. So whatever motions, many, small, that occurred in March, April, and May were not successful. That supervisor was still in effect, correct?
That was, yes, I can answer that. That supervised structure stayed all the way through.
Okay. And he was happy with, after reviewing that report with you at Meehan's office?
Yes.
Okay. And then you filed a motion?
Right? Yes.
And was that motion heard?
It was.
Okay. After that motion was heard, at the end of the day, did he still have the structured supervised visitation in place?
He did at that time. It was, I think after that motion was heard, the judge asked us to come back. And so it stayed in effect.
Yes. So after the motion was heard, still nothing had changed.
It's physically, as far as that structured visit, no.
Now, a couple other questions generally. I think counsel asked you a little bit about Mr. Konas's demeanor, how she was generally happy as well. But you had conversations with her about the case, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you indicated on direct, you said you told her that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, was the
yes.
phrase you used. Do you recall saying that?
I do.
Because things were... It's hard on her, would you say?
Well, the only I To answer that honestly, the only way I would know that is through communications with Mr. Doulos, so I don't think I can really answer it that way. I don't think that she really expressed to me that it was hard on her, but as a human being, you can see somebody and know, you know, they're a little bit uncomfortable with what's going on.
Okay, and that's why you told her there was a light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I think she had asked me, or maybe somebody else had asked me to talk to her and just sort of tell her where we think it's going. And I just want to be clear, we didn't talk about the substance.
Okay.
Because there was, and I want to get my recollection correct, I believe Judge Heller certainly did not want us to talk about the specific motion. So my comments were more general mm-hmm. in nature, if that's helpful.
And this conversation was before that hearing was heard?
I know we talked on the Greek Easter. I just can't tell if we spoke after that. I really can't.
Well, let me ask this. Did you speak to her on May 24th of 2019?
I did not, no.
Did you speak to her on May 23rd?
I did not.
And just a couple more days on that week, the 22nd?
Well, I did see her, mm-hmm. and I just don't know if it was, I think it might have been the Saturday before.
Okay. So that would be like the 19th.
Yeah, around the 19th.
But you had a court hearing after
that.
I'm
going to object. I don't think the 19th would have been a week.
Well, that was the estimate of the witness, or counsel.
I can rephrase, Your Honor, direct it a little bit more. It was definitely a little vague. Sir, did you talk to Michelle Traconis about a light of the tunnel and about the case prior to the visitation still being in effect on May 22nd, 2019.
Can you rephrase that? I'm so sorry. I'm not really following it.
That conversation you had with her, okay, was that before? Well, I'll rephrase it. You're aware Jennifer Doulos was busy on May 24th.
I was.
Okay. And there was a court hearing that week, correct?
Objection. I don't believe that's accurate.
Well, that's not an objection.
It misstates the evidence.
Well, the witness can answer the way in which the witness chooses to answer.
I was going to say, actually, I think it was maybe the week before there were hearings.
Okay.
I don't think we had any activity that week, and that's why I recall seeing Michelle, I think, on the Friday or Saturday before that. Maybe it was like the 19th or 20th.
Okay. And there was, based on that hearing, there was an order that came out on around that time period, we'll say. Days don't,
Your
around
Honor,
that
I'm
time period.
I'm going to object. We're now getting into the specifics of hearings that I thought the court precluded any testimony about, and I avoided that, and now we're getting into it.
Well, the court is careful not to,
Your Honor, maybe
well, the court
maybe
is approach. Careful not to come close to certain matters. But the court understands the question. Essentially, this is the question that the court understands. The question that is coming. What was her demeanor on such and such a date? About a week before the 24th of May. That's
Your
how the
Honor,
court understands
what's a different matter, just a very brief on the off the record.
Afternoon recess until 3:30. Please do not discuss this.
All right.
Good afternoon. Please be seated. Thank you.
Judge, does the court object if either I or the court just explains that there was the witness needed to, you know, her transportation didn't arrive, and that's why it was an urgent thing, so they don't assume it's something related to the case?
It was about time for the recess in any event, so the court doesn't see the need for that. We can bring the jury in, please.
Thank you.
Okay, will counsel stipulate, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, thank you.
Your Honor, if I can, just continue, move on. If I, Attorney Rose, just a couple more questions, okay?
Certainly.
Okay. In one of these conversations with Michelle Traconis about the light at the end of the tunnel, did the defendant ever talk to you about the fact that she believed Jennifer Dulos was manipulating Fotis Dulos?
I do not recall. I do not recall that, no.
What about manipulating the court system?
There were probably comments about the court system. I can't recall a specific one, but I think that's normal for litigants not to be thrilled after 2 years.
And did she ever talk to you about her considering moving out of state?
I don't recall that, no.
Or that she had a flight to out of state in June of 2017 scheduled?
Not to me, Attorney Manning.
And did she ever refer to Fotis Dulos and Jennifer Barbara Dulos as toxic people?
No.
Okay. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just a few questions. You had mentioned, again, Greek Easter. What was the, you were invited to the Dulos home on Fort Jefferson Crossing?
I was.
How many people were there?
Maybe 20, somewhere in that 15 to 20.
Do you know who any of those people were?
Well, I know Michelle's family was there. And so I was able to meet her dad and mom. And I think there were some other family friends. I'm getting a little bit confused because there were some times where there were ski family friends that would go over. So on that one, I just generally remember the Traconis family there.
Was that a celebration? Was it a, how was the atmosphere during that?
The atmosphere was quite nice. It was pleasant. We were taught about some Greek culture things. There was Greek dancing. There was, I don't know if there was just music or a band, I can't recall. And there was eventually, you know, some plates. I think there's something traditional they do in the culture where some plates were broken, which, you know, I come from a conservative background, so that shook me a little bit. But it was very festive, very happy.
Was there food?
It was fantastic food.
Now, you were asked questions by Ms. Manning about whether or not you communicated with Ms. Traconis in English. In your presence, did you hear her speaking other languages?
I did.
And what language or languages did you hear speak?
I don't know, but there would be different times when she would need to convert Fahrenheit to Celsius, and she would go into a different language and talk to Fotis in a different language. And I don't know if it was Greek or Spanish or something else.
Did she ever use Spanish words in the middle of her conversing with you in English?
I can't say it was specifically with me, but I was around her for races and things like that. We had other family friends that were friendly, so.
And she spoke in a different language to them?
Yes. Oh, not to the family or friends, but just around a group of people. I've heard her speak Spanish.
And you mentioned that you had been with Michelle and Fotis the weekend before the disappearance. Do you remember those questions?
I do.
Where did you go?
So what we did, it was the Saturday after some hearings. I'm guessing that it was the 19th or 20th, around there. And the kids from the ski team were getting together. And there was a sort of a group of children who all raced together. So Nicole was there. One of my children was there, and then a group of other kids. They were all getting together in West Hartford with a cousin of mine who also had a daughter, and all the kids were sort of their big night out at the time. They were like 11 or 12 years old, and they were going into West Hartford Center to do dinner and a panic room or something like that. I don't know what it is. But
did that include Michelle's door?
Yes.
Could you describe the demeanor of Mr. Conis on that evening? This would be after those hearings and before the disappearance. Would you describe her demeanor that evening?
Sure. I saw her, and I saw Fotis, and there may have been another couple, and it was just a very brief exchange, but she was as I always saw her, happy, smiling, with warm greetings, and life seemed to be good at that point.
No further questions.
Just briefly, sir, with respect to Greek Easter, were Photostulus's children present?
No, they were not.
And in fact, there was an order in court saying that if Michelle Traconis was there.
Objection.
Well, this is running far afield of the...
I'll withdraw it, Your Honor. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Manning.
Attorney Rose, you may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give regarding this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalty of perjury? Please state your name and spell it for the record.
You may be seated.
Good afternoon, Ms. Menounos.
Good afternoon.
We've asked you to speak up or maybe use the microphone a bit because you speak a little softly and it's being wrong. Okay? Could you please indicate to the members of the jury, what town do you live in?
Canton.
Could you tell us what you do for a living?
I'm a real estate agent.
Where do you practice as a real estate agent?
I'm licensed for the entire state, but primarily the Farmington Valley towns.
What kind of real estate do you either market or sell or buy as an agent?
Residential.
How long have you been doing that?
Since 2018.
Can you tell me whether or not in 2019 you had any prospective buyers looking to build a home in the Farmington, Avon area, the Farmington Valley area?
Yes.
Could you just tell us what the interests of those individuals were? What were they seeking?
Any specific buyers? Or
let me talk about specifically May 2019. Did you have any prospective buyers who wanted to build a home?
Yes, I did.
And what were they seeking, if you recall?
A home up to $1.1 million.
Did you reach out to any builders to discuss the kind of construction that could be had for that family or those individuals for in that price range?
Yes.
And again, could you speak up a little? I can't really hear you.
Yes.
Can you tell us who you reached out to?
Photostulus.
Did you know Photostulus to be a builder of higher-end homes in the area?
Yes.
How did you? Did you? What did you do? What did you plan with Mr. Dulos?
I plan to bring the prospective clients to meet with him so he could show them some plans of a home that, you know, he could build to their liking.
Was there any discussion with Mr. Dulos about having those clients of yours look at any of his other properties?
Yes.
Calling your attention specifically to the week of between May 17th and May 25, 2019, that 8-day period, did you specifically make arrangements with regard to a meeting with Mr. Dulos during that time?
Yes.
And just tell us how that came about.
So I reached out to him via phone calls or texts, I don't recall which one, probably both, and set up an appointment.
What did you tell him you wanted to do?
talk to him, with bring my clients to either show them one of his homes that he had already built so they could take a look at the quality of his work, and also look at some plans if he could scale down to fit their budget.
Was there a particular property that you had in mind that you wanted to show your clients in terms of the quality of the work?
I did not. I was open to whatever he wanted to show them.
Did you make arrangements with Mr. Dulos to show a particular property?
Yes.
And what was that address?
80 Mountain Spring Road.
What did you know about 80 Mountain Spring Road in Farmington at that time?
I believe it was for sale at the time. It was clearly larger and out of budget for my clients, but it was a good representation of his work.
Did you plan a particular time to meet with Mr. Dulos?
Yes.
Do you recall what day that was?
Saturday, May 25th.
Of 2019?
Correct.
Did you in fact accompany, your clients to a meeting with Mr. Dulos on the morning of May 25th, 2019?
Yes, we met there.
When you say there, where did you meet?
At Ford Jefferson Crossing.
Where in that address?
In the office.
And were you there with your customers, your clients?
Yes, I met them there.
Who else, was Mr. Dulos present?
Yes.
Was anyone else present at that time?
Yes.
Who else was there?
Michelle Traconis.
Did you talk to her on that occasion?
I probably said hello.
Did you observe what she was doing on that occasion?
She was on a laptop.
On her laptop?
Yes.
Doing something on her computer?
Yes.
During the meeting with Mr. Dulos, how long did that last?
About 30 minutes.
And at some point, would it have been customary when you showed clients houses with a builder, would you have the builder accompany the individuals with you to the property?
It depends on the situation. Most often, yes.
Did Mr. Dulos accompany you to the address to 80 Mountain Spring Road on that Saturday, May 25th?
No, he did not.
Did he indicate why he couldn't?
He said he had a meeting he had to get to.
Now, during the meeting with Mr. Dulos, what did you talk about?
Strictly the house plans. He brought out several plans. He did most of the talking, and he asked a lot of questions from the prospective clients about what they were looking for, and it was really that kind of conversation.
Was it all business-related communications?
Yes, yes.
Did he ever say anything that seemed out of place for that conversation?
No.
At some point, did he have to depart?
He did.
And you indicated you said he had another meeting he had to go to?
Correct.
So how did you get into the property at 80 Mountain Spring?
He gave me the code of the garage.
Did you go with the clients to 80 Mountain Spring?
Yes.
This was about what time on May 25th?
Probably 9:45.
A.M.?
Yes.
When you went inside, just describe how it appeared to you inside.
Like an empty home that was unoccupied.
Was it in a condition for a showing?
Yes.
Was there any trash around?
No.
Any garbage bags around?
Nothing that we saw.
Anything out of place?
No, there was nothing there.
Did you go through the entire house?
I wouldn't say the entire house. We went through the main floor, went upstairs, probably looked at one or two of the bedrooms just for them to get an idea, again, of the quality of his work.
Did the codes, were the codes to get in? You said it was a keypad code?
Correct.
Where was that located?
On the garage door.
Did you go in through the garage?
Yes.
How long were you, would you say you were at the meeting with Mr. Dulos at his office?
No more than 30 minutes.
Then when you went to 80 Mountain Spring Road, how long were you inside the structure once you punched in the code?
Probably no more than 10 minutes.
And I asked you about specific things. Was there anything that appeared out of place?
No.
You indicated that there were some communications with Mr. Dulles just to set up the appointment?
Correct.
I'm going to mark this for identification. May I approach?
Well, yes.
Showing you what has been marked as Exhibit XX for identification. If I just have a moment.
What is orange?
Well, not
like
this. Yeah. Not in this format.
Oh, no objection, Your Honor. This is already entered in a different exhibit.
Thank you.
In a different format, I should say.
So XX admitted as full.
Does this, then, I'm going to ask, does this contain the communications with Mr. Dulles about setting up the appointment for having your clients meet with him?
Yes.
And what were the dates of the text messages?
5/24. They were all on 5/24.
And that the meeting was to take place when?
5/25.
I'll just briefly show it to the jury. I realize it was in as part of the state's exhibit, but. And again, just so if you look in the screen in front of you or behind you, these are the, I'll wait till it focuses in, exhibit XX. This is the string of text messages about it between you and Mr. Dulles.
Yes, it's a little blurry, but yes.
And you indicated that the down at the bottom that your clients had a specific budget.
Correct.
And was that what's noted here, the $1.1 million build?
To build, yes.
And that means to build a house with a budget limited to $1.1 million?
Correct.
You said that 80 Mountain Spring Road was not within that budget?
No.
It was more expensive than
yes.
that? Thank you. I have no further questions.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good. How are you?
My name is Michelle Manning. I represent the state. We've never met or talked.
No.
Right. Okay. Just a couple questions.
Sure.
Okay. I actually wanted to ask you a little bit more of the exhibit counsel just asked you about. You texted Fotis Dulles on May 24th about somebody, a client that's interested?
Yes.
The property?
Yes.
Okay. If I may just approach the clerk. Did you work with Fotis Dulles often?
Not often, but I did in the past, yes.
Okay. Now, did you have let me just ask you, what was the nature of your employment or I guess relationship with him or business relationship with him?
I was not employed by him.
Did you frequently contact him to sell properties or meet with clients?
Not frequently, no.
And on May 24th, Was that the first time that you had contacted him for that particular client to see a property or to see 80 Mountain Spring Road?
I don't remember, but I would imagine it would have been. That was the first time I was out with those particular clients.
Okay. If I may just have one moment, Your Honor, the state's intention to show is seats 131. I think I just have to plug it back in. And this, do I need to? Yep. Thank you. Council showed you some text messages.
Mm-hmm.
I may just have one moment, Your Honor. On states 134, I'm going to open file 2 and 3 and actually file titled SMS FOTUS messages. Ma'am, if you can, line 1, do you see the TV in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you go all the way across here to this column titled party, do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, right below that, 860-212-7849, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. And the text message here, call me, my client is ready to meet with you to see plans. I want to take him to the home you redid on Mountain Spring as well. Mm-hmm. Is that your text message to him that day?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you send that?
Would that be the timestamp?
Yes, so that's reflected there, 7:18. Did you send it then in the morning?
I guess so.
Did he respond right away?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, if I can, I'm going to actually go down here. Here, did you send him another text message?
I did.
Okay, and that's at 9:02?
Correct.
And that's you as well?
Yes.
Okay, and it says, call me, my client's ready to meet with you to see plans. I want to take him to the home you redid on Mountain Spring as well. Did you just resend the message?
Yes.
And is that because you got no response?
Probably.
Okay. And did you eventually get a response from Mr. Dulos? Do you recall?
I'm sure I did, because okay. That we did meet the next day.
And was it later in the day?
I don't remember.
Okay. And she's going to open the video marked FOTUS messages and just fast forward it to here if I can. And I'm going to draw your attention over here, ma'am. This says the phone call, I think this is the 902 one. That's the second phone call, or I'm sorry, not phone call, text message that you sent, FOTUS-Dulos?
Yep.
Okay. And over here, it says you sent it at 902. Did you get a response after 133? Does that refresh your recollection about the time that you sent him, that he responded to you?
That he responded? I don't remember when he responded. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, thank you. Did you also call him?
I don't remember that either.
Okay. Either way, you texted him twice that morning and he didn't respond to those text messages.
Yes.
Right. Okay. When you went to 80 Mountain Spring Road on the next day, the 25th,
mm-hmm.
You indicated to you on direct that you didn't go through the entire property.
Correct.
Okay. And, what were you looking at?
The finishes, the type of cabinets, the countertops, the millwork.
And just to be clear, you don't have any experience in criminal law or criminal investigations?
Judge, me?
Yes.
No.
The court does not know where that question goes.
goes to her observations, Your Honor, which were directly asked about on a direct examination.
Well, the previous question had to do with what this witness showed her clients, countertops, cabinets, millwork. Then the next question is, you don't have any experience, essentially, in criminal investigation. So
I can withdraw, Your Honor, and ask a few foundation questions if I can. When you're there, you were there with clients, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How many people were you with?
A husband and a wife.
And you were trying to sell them something?
Correct.
And you were looking at countertops, the finishes. It's a beautiful property, right?
Correct.
Okay. You weren't looking for evidence of any murder or anything, correct?
No.
Okay. That wasn't even something you were looking
objection.
For?
Well, the answer is no. Okay. So that would seem to foreclose that line of question.
If I may, ma'am, have you ever been to 80 Mountain Spring Road before?
Have I been there before?
Yes.
Before
that day?
Yes.
Okay. And you did that often? Did you go often?
No.
Okay. Okay. Nothing further. Thank you.
No further questions.
Ma'am, you may step down.
Thank you.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalty of perjury?
Yes, ma'am.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
It's Sergeant Christopher Pellegra, CHRISTOPHERALLEGRA.
Sergeant, you may be seated.
Thanks, sir.
Good afternoon, Sergeant Allegra.
Good afternoon.
You're here pursuant to a subpoena?
Yes, ma'am.
And you and I spoke for the first time yesterday?
Yes.
Pretty late?
Yes.
And I told you about some questions that I was going to ask you?
Yes.
And you shared that information with the state?
Yes.
Can you tell the jury, like, where you're employed, what your rank is? I know you're a sergeant, but just tell them a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been with the Connecticut State Police for 18 years. Obviously, I had assignments on patrol, resident trooper position, and I was in major crime for 11 years prior to promotion. Now I oversee the background investigative unit.
You now oversee the background investigative unit?
Yes.
All right. How, before you did that, where did you work and what did you do?
I was a detective assigned to the Western District Major Crime Squad, at first at Troop L, and then down at Troop G for 10 years.
Can you tell the jury what your position was back in May of 2019?
A major crime detective.
And did you play a role in investigating Fotis Doulos?
Yes, he was my primary assignment.
As part of that investigation, did you interview Pavel Bunyani?
Yes, I was part of an interview that was conducted in July of 2019.
July of 2019?
Yes, ma'am.
And in that interview, you talked about Fotis Doulos?
Yes.
And also, there was some talk about Michelle Doulos?
I believe so.
Okay. Did you know at the time that Pavel worked for FOTUS Doulas in 2019?
Yes, I did.
And that he had worked for FOTUS for many years?
Yes.
What was your purpose in interviewing Pavel Kumiani in July of 2019?
The primary detective assigned was Detective Michael Buten, and I was basically a co-chair in the interview. So we do that in usually two detectives when we're conducting interviews.
And that interview that day in July of 2019, was that a lengthy interview?
It was.
About how long did it last?
To the best of my recollection, somewhere in the approximately 8 hours.
During that interview, was Pavel Kumiani represented by counsel?
He was.
Do you remember who that attorney was?
I believe it was attorney Lindy Urso.
And when you're interviewing people, do attorneys always bring their clients in to talk to you?
Judge, I'm just going to object.
Relevance
as to what other attorneys do.
Well, this is preliminary to other matters, so the court will overrule the objection.
You can answer that. Do attorneys always bring clients in to meet with you and subject themselves to interviews?
Not often, but it does happen.
And when it does happen, is there a thought that, or did you have a thought in this case, that this might be your only opportunity to interview Mr. Kumiani?
It's an objection on relevance.
Well, the question is essentially, this is how the court hears the question. Based on the preliminary question, since this doesn't happen often, did you think this was the only time you'd get to interview Pavel Kumiani? That's how the court hears the question. And the grounds are?
Relevance.
Overruled.
You can answer the question.
Could you repeat it, please?
Yeah, did you realize that this may be your only opportunity to interview Mr. Kumiani?
I would say yes.
Was your goal to get as much information as you could from him about things related to this investigation?
Well, Detective Buten was the primary on that, so he had a, I guess you would say, a series of questions that he needed to have answered. And I was supplemental to those.
All right. So Sergeant, was it Sergeant Buten at the time?
At the time, Detective Buten.
Oh, Detective Buten. Detective Buten had prepared questions to ask Mr. Kumiani at that interview?
Yes.
And you also asked questions?
I did.
And it sounds like, I'm assuming Attorney Urso also asked questions.
I believe so. There was some commentary.
In order to get that information, you use different. Did you use different interview techniques?
Well, every interview is unique, so you have to adapt to the information that's provided. So once questions are asked to elicit responses, you work off of the information that's provided to you from whoever you're speaking with.
And is that what you did in this interview?
Yes.
During that interview, you understood that Mr. Kumiani had some citizenship concerns?
He had expressed that, I believe, in the beginning of the interview. As to his status, or green card status, I recall. And, that was made known during the interview.
And part of that was you had assured him that if you wanted to do that, you could have done that, but you didn't. You could have called immigration.
Just going to object, Your Honor, close for hearsay.
Well, the question, as the court heard it, is essentially this witness could have verified Mr. Kumiani's status without talking to Mr. Kumiani about it. That's how the court understands the question. Is that the question, counsel?
Yes, sir.
Overruled.
You can answer that.
Could you repeat it, please?
I'm probably not in the same fashion, but did you assure Mr. Kumiani that you hadn't called immigration, and if you wanted to, you would have?
I believe at that stage of the interview, was somewhere along, onwards and upwards of the 3 hours into it, and there was an exhale portion. Most of the areas that we needed to cover were, that I was reassuring him that the green card status wasn't something that we were going to be looking into.
Okay. And when you say the exhale portion, can you explain that a little bit to the jury, what you mean by that?
Well, the interview itself started around 10 o'clock in the morning, and it lasted a duration of about 8 hours. So around the 3 hour, 3.5 hour time frame, most of the information that Detective Buten and myself had to collect was gone over. So at that point, Mr. Gumeni was had an exhale moment where he appeared to be relieved.
Do you mind just speaking up a little bit? Can you just repeat that last part of your sentence of what you said?
Well, Mr. Gumeni, after that portion, you know, appeared to be relieved as he was afforded the opportunity to come in with counsel and actually explain some areas that we had some inconsistencies or some concerns about. So they were basically at that point explained from his position, which put them into framework for us, which were reasonable.
And did you ever make any guarantees that he wasn't going to get charged at any point?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And part of your questioning, you ask some open-ended questions?
Typically.
And sometimes, I guess, based on those questions, you ask some specific questions?
Yes.
Was it your understanding at the time that Mr. Gumeni was in there pursuant to any kind of cooperation agreement?
I was unaware of anything like that.
All right. Or any immunity agreement?
That had not been mentioned to me.
And one of the specific questions, you wanted to know if FOTUS had ever said anything to Mr. Gumeni, anything that might not, whether it was relevant at the time. You were just looking to see if whether Mr. Gumeni had any conversations with FOTUS that stick out in his mind. Do you remember asking him some specific questions related to that?
I do.
And was one of those specific questions, if there's something else that you're holding on to, I mean, now is the time. Like, if he even said outright, like, fuck that bitch, I'm going to kill her. But anything like that man, do you remember saying that to him?
I do.
All right. During the course, do you know what point in the interview that was that you had said that? Was it maybe in the first 4 hours, second 4 hours?
It was in the second half of it again. As the interview progressed, obviously, more information was uncovered and was able to be, you know, put into context from his perspective. And it was reasonable to us. So towards the end, it was more of I wouldn't call it a lull, but there was a moment where, you know, we were gathering ourselves as there were four people in the room. And at which point, knowing that I was the primary assignment for FOTUS Doulos, I took an opportunity to ask him a question, knowing the history that he and Jennifer had, you know, being contentious divorce and whatnot, to see if there was any moments where he had just said something outrageous, whether it was out of frustration or anger or something to that extent in Pavel's presence. And so that's the question that I asked him, to which he replied no.
And did he ever say that Michelle Traconis said anything of that nature?
Judge, I'm just going to object at this point. It's hearsay.
Your Honor, it's point of evidence 6-5. I'm happy to be heard.
Well, first, the line of questioning is, did you ever say such and such to Mr. Gumeni? And the witness's response was yes. The next question, counsel, repeat it, please.
Whether Mr. Gumeni said at any point during the course of that interview that Michelle Traconis said anything of that nature.
And the objection is hearsay.
It is, Judge, and I'm looking at 6-5. I don't see the applicability, quite frankly.
I'm happy to be heard either in or outside of the jury's presence or at sidebar, Your Honor.
Counsel, you will get an opportunity to be heard. The court's not going to foreclose that. The court is just contemplating the objection. The question really is, during that interview, did Pavel Gumeni ever say that Michelle Traconis said anything like what was reported to. That's the question, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the objection is hearsay. Well, Mr. Gumiani, the evidence is already in that he is under an immunity agreement, has been granted immunity. Unless he perjures himself, he would have the benefit of that agreement. The question is that he, who may not have been under the agreement at the time, ever say that Michelle Tracones said something that paralleled what this witness said, Otis Doulos could have said. Overruled.
The interview was obviously 8 hours in duration, and I, to date, have not had an opportunity to review the entire 8 hours, so I cannot be consistent with saying no. However, I do not recall asking him myself a specific question related to Michelle Tracones.
Do you recall, though, the question is whether or not Mr. Gumiani said Michelle said anything of that nature during the course of the interview?
I'd have to review the entire interview in its entirety to make that determination.
Would you like some time to review it?
Well, the court is not going to give the witness time to review an 8-hour interview. The court understands the testimony to be, first, the witness said he does not even recall asking Mr. Gumiani about Michelle. So the logical inference is that he cannot remember, or Mr. Gumiani didn't say anything like that came from the mouth of Michelle Tracones.
May I ask that question, Your Honor?
Yes.
Do you recall whether Mr. Gumiani said that anything like that was said by Michelle?
I don't recall that.
At some point, the interview ended?
Yes, ma'am.
And at the end of the interview, did you encourage Mr. Gumiani to reach out to you if you thought of anything else or had anything else to say to you?
Yes, typically at the end of an interview, we'll still afford, you know, anybody that's present, our contact information to reach out to us should they have additional questions or concerns or information.
And do you remember whether you did that in this case?
Yes.
Did Mr. Gumiani reach out to you at any point from that interview date in July of 2019 to January of 2024?
No.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
No questions, Judge.
Sergeant, you may step down.
Your Honor, can we approach for logistics for a minute?
Yes. And we were just discussing the scheduling. And as of right now, we are going to conclude today. It is anticipated, court stresses anticipated, that the defense will rest tomorrow. So we conclude today's proceeding. Please report for the session tomorrow, which will begin at 10 o'clock. Please do not discuss the case, and please avoid all media reporting about the case, and have a good evening.
There's more to come at the Michelle Tracones trial in the Jennifer Farber Doulos case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry.
Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.